Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, November 4th, and it is 1:34 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Czarnecki. Today, we have Captain Chase Tumberland Green from the Salvation Army in the studio with us. We have some important topics that we'll discuss, including a fundraiser they're putting on, the upcoming holidays, and the local food bank. We don't have somebody to answer the phone today, so feel free to call and leave a message or email us. Like, you can reach me at news@KSDK, and Chase, what's your email?
Yeah, I have this really long one, so I'll just give it my simple email, which is superchase1@me.com. That's a pretty easy one for people to remember, so you can reach me there for sure.
Nice. Awesome. So thanks for coming in today. How are you?
Awesome. Yeah, I'm super excited to be here. I always love talking with you on Talking the Rock.
Yeah. And I was looking up the last time you were here. I think it was in May. Right. Okay. Before the Bible Bowl and other events happening.
Yeah, the summer, it feels like ages ago, but it was a lot of fun. It was a good summer for sure, yeah. There was lots of stuff with summer camp. I think that's what we were talking about, yep. Summer camp and things like that. And that was a great time.
Yeah, and so now, new season, here we are. Rainy fall. Yeah. I would say, heading into winter next month.
Yeah, I feel like I'm wearing my jacket this time of year for sure.
I'm in lawn sleeves all the time.
Fair enough.
Even in the summer. So one of the new events that the Salvation Army will be putting on is the annual Red Kettle Kickoff Fundraiser. Maybe it's not new, but it's new right now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Red Kettles are an icon of the Salvation Army. They've been around for generations now. So it's no different here in our community. We have our Red Kettles coming up. That's really our biggest fundraiser. It is because of the Red Kettles that we really stay funded throughout the year and are able to continue doing the programs that we do for the community. So it's definitely a big deal for us. So I know for a lot of folks, it really starts to feel like the holiday season when they start to hear the bells ringing and things like that. So, yeah, we have this fundraiser to, it's all in the name, the kickoff, and that's what really starts the season.
Yeah. And so let's speak more about this, about the fundraiser. Mm-hmm. It's a kickoff, like you said, for the fundraising efforts. Yeah.
So we are having this goal of $10,000, that's what we want to raise throughout this Christmas season this year. And it's going to be in a really exciting fundraiser. It's going to be happening at the Stikine Inn on November 29th. Tickets are on sale. I guess this is it, right? This is the moment where I say tickets are on sale now at this moment. They go on sale today. Tickets can be bought directly through the Salvation Army. Or at the Stikine Inn, the front desk will have tickets for sale there. They're $75 a piece. And it sounds like a lot, but it is also part of the fundraiser. So it's going to be awesome. Jake over there at the Stikine Inn, he's got an exciting menu planned for that dinner. There will be a live auction. There's going to be some games. It's going to be a really fun time for everyone to get together, but also raise funds, important funds, that go right back into this community.
Yeah. Can you share what the dinner will be?
A very exquisite steak dinner. Jake does nothing subpar. Everything is excellent with him. So he's doing a really nice steak dinner. There will be a salad course, a soup course, and then the delicious steak dinner. And I think there will be a chicken and vegetarian option as well.
Awesome. And so, yeah, these donations, they're going to launch a new operation.
Yes. So that's right. The hot topic these days is we hear a lot about like the SNAP benefits and the government that being shut down, and our food bank, it has of course been really affected by that. But in the new year, these funds are going to be putting, they're going towards our kitchen at the Salvation Army, because it's going to be expanded in conjunction with the food pantry. So the kitchen will be commercialized, and we'll be launching a soup kitchen there at the Salvation Army that we'll be able to feed throughout the week. Coming into this new year, we're really excited about that opportunity, because not only will we be able to supplement food for people throughout the week, but then we're going to actually be able to provide meals, sit down with our community members, get to know them more, get to love on them more. And that's really, that's so important, because I think there is so much pressure and sometimes even shame when people come into the food bank, and we really don't want that. So we want people, when they come into the Salvation Army, not only to get food, but we want them to feel like they're right at home.
Yeah.
And so they can come and get a meal there, and that'll be a really exciting time. So the funds through this Christmas season are going to be used to implement that and to keep it going throughout the year.
Amazing. And you said the soup kitchen will be going on throughout the week.
Yeah, throughout the week. We haven't really identified a set schedule yet, but it's going to be a few different times throughout the week where people can come in during the probably during more of the lunch hours, to be able to get those meals.
Amazing. And then you mentioned the goal is to raise 10,000. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned to me that there is 100 for Wrangell.
Yeah. So our Red Kettle kickoff is really the start of that, and we're calling it 100 for Wrangell. One thing that really impresses us every day, and there are a lot of things that impress us about Wrangell, but one of them is how united we are. Something that I say a lot, other people have probably heard me say it before, is that it's really not so much a community. Wrangell is really more of a family. And so we're all here for one another. And so we're really diving into that with this kickoff starting the fundraising season, which we are calling 100 for Wrangell. The goal is that if we get 100 people to donate $100, that's 10,000 right there. And that is like less than 2% of our island's population. So when you put it into those numbers, it's like, oh, wow, that's actually achievable. And then we start to think, I can play a part. I can't give 10,000, but I might be able to give $100. I might be able to do that. And then all of a sudden you have this community, that our population, who has, everyone has played a part in bettering it for one another. And how cool is that?
That's really cool. And I think that's amazing. And it just start 100 for Wrangell just started today as well.
Yeah. So our fundraising season starts today. We got ticket sales. If you want to give 100, then then there's only 99 left after that. So, it's all starting today. It seems like, some people will come up to me and say, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. We can't start Christmas already. Well, need knows no season.
Mm-hmm.
And so our holiday season starts now. And so, starting today, we have started our fundraising efforts. We've started collecting toys for this Christmas already. So it's definitely the busy season.
It definitely is. And also, I think I put in Thanksgiving with the whole holiday season, and that's only 3 weeks away.
I know. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
You better get everyone better get their shopping in done now.
And so, okay, if people want to donate 100 for Wrangell, how can they go ahead and give that donation?
Yeah, with our marketing team, we have the added benefit of the Salvation Army of having a brand, right? And so with our marketing team, we'll be putting out our posts and everything today. They may not come until towards the end of the day, but that's all right. There will be QR codes on our Facebook of how to get straight to our link. Anything that's donated through that link stays right here, goes right into the bank over there at First Bank for the Salvation Army. Or if you feel more comfortable bringing in a check or cash, you can do that just as well. And if someone does buy, say, like one of the tickets for the dinner at the Stikine Inn, they're really good at you know, being able to hold that money there, and then we just go and pick it up. So everything is right here, and it stays right here. I know that's sometimes a question, but everything definitely stays right here in Wrangell.
Great. Thank you. And, you know, we mentioned the food, the soup kitchen that will launch in the new year. We have to just briefly talk about the food bank. I know I saw you earlier today to put together something for that. But, so the Salvation Army is looking for donations. You know, you put it out on Facebook. How has that been so far?
Yeah, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had to leave town for a couple of days. Nothing bad or anything like that, but we had to leave town. And I don't think we realize just how intense this government shutdown was going to be. And it really started to, I don't want to say unravel, but it became very serious very quickly. And so when we got back, our shelves were empty because the food bank hadn't stopped. And so the shelves were empty, and it was like, oh, my goodness. Why aren't we getting any more food? And so then all of a sudden we found out that, you know, the pallets of food that we would get from USDA aren't coming in anymore because there is no USDA. There is no pallets of food given right now. And so we went from these really large pallets that were coming in every week or every other week and really replenishing what was taken out the week before. And now it's very little. And so that was really scary at first. And so immediately we said, okay, this is perfect. Wrangell is the most amazing community. If we put it out there, they're going to come together. And we've already started to see that. I was telling you earlier, right, that we've already had people bringing in deer. And that is an incredible thing. And so, yes, so we are definitely still in need of donations. And we want people to keep bringing those in because, as much as food is going out right now during this time of with the SNAP benefits being kind of in limbo right now, we've also been getting more people who are, you know, even in even more need.
Yeah, absolutely. So people who would like to donate, they can go to the Salvation Army any day, would you say, or just Tuesdays?
Yeah, any day of the week. If you're coming in to bring food, that any day of the week is going to be fine for that. I think we're probably there the least on Mondays, but really, again, any day is fine. And then there's a couple other places around town. I know Sweet Tides, Nick's Place, Arctic Chiropractic. They have all got bins in their locations as well. So you could go to one of those spots to drop some food off.
Great. And the food bank is open only on Tuesdays from 10 to 2.
Yes. Right now, it's only open on Tuesdays for that food distribution where people can come in and can kind of shop for what they want. That's only open from 10 to 2. If it was open more days than that, I think we'd be maybe even in more of a dire situation right now.
Awesome. So we're going to take a quick break right now. I just need to check on something, and we will be back.
Doesn't hurt me, yeah, yeah. Do you wanna feel?
We are back. This is Talk on the Rock. I'm Colette Zarnicki, and with us today we have Captain Chase Tomberlin Green from the Salvation Army. So we were just talking about the food bank. Now we're going to go ahead and move on to the holidays. Thanksgiving is coming up. It's in 3 weeks, and the Salvation Army is having the Thanksgiving distribution.
Yeah, so that's definitely really exciting, and we're so thankful to our community because, I mean, that's an excellent example right there of our community coming together so readily because the funds that were needed for Thanksgiving, I mean, we got them really quickly. I was kind of stunned. I was like, all right, this is awesome. That was just a little bit of work, and so. That's been really, really good. We have food coming in very, very soon that will be distributed on the 21st. Signups for that are closing right around the corner. So if your family is in need of a Thanksgiving basket with all the nice fixings, you want to make sure you give us a call or stop by the Salvation Army. We can get you signed up really, really quickly. It's easy, but you want to do that before the 11th.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep. I see signups close on the 11th.
Yeah, it's a week from today.
And sign up for a Thanksgiving holiday basket. Can you talk about that?
Well, that's what that's for.
Oh, that is
yeah,
it. Okay.
So that's the Thanksgiving sign up. That way we can make sure that we have enough baskets and we make sure we have the right number of food for each and every individual. So, before the 11th is definitely really important. That way we can get it out to people on the 21st.
Yeah.
And then they've got their Thanksgiving food taken care of. They don't have to worry about breaking their budget. I know that's a time where people have more mouths to feed and more guests. And so if we can alleviate that pressure and spread a little joy and during Thanksgiving, we're definitely wanting to do that.
Absolutely. And do you know the phone number by heart?
For the Salvation Army?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. 907-874-3753.
Okay, so people just have to call that number.
Yep.
And sign up for the Thanksgiving holiday basket.
That or they can stop by in person, either way.
Is there a limit?
Not right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't reached a number where we feel like we need to cut it off. So for right now, it's definitely open. I don't think we're going to have to put a limit on it.
Okay, great. And again, that number is 907-874-3753. And moving on to Christmas time.
Yeah, right around the corner, believe it or not, folks.
That's right.
It's coming.
So there's toys for the community. And I had the pleasure of seeing where the toys are stored. Let's talk about this more. Let's talk about toys for the community.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to see the toy workshop, right?
I did.
And we had all the little elves in there. Just kidding.
No, there were.
Yeah. I got to say that is probably one of my favorite times of the year. As much as I have enjoyed in my life opening up the occasional gift or two on Christmas, there is nothing like seeing a family come in and seeing a whole bin full of gifts for their family. And you just immediately see there's no more despair. There's no more pressure or stress. They immediately, you could see it in their eyes. Everything's going to be okay. And that is so cool to see. So we have lots of toys. We partner with Mattel for a good number of those toys. That's really awesome. Shout out to Mattel. That's an awesome, awesome organization. And then on top of that, we look upon our community for toys. There's a couple of Christmas trees that we call them angel trees because the kids that we serve for Christmas, those are our angels. And so we have those two angel Christmas, one at First Bank and the other at Wells Fargo. And so if you want to gift a particular child a Christmas gift, maybe you want a little baby, or maybe you want an older kid, a 10-year-old or whatever it might be, you go in and you can look at those tags. It doesn't say their name, but it says their age, the gender, and then you can and then some of the gift ideas.
Yeah. Wow. I had no idea that existed here.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is really, really cool. And again, I just think there's something really special about, I mean, it's the season of giving, right? That's one of the ways that we refer to the holiday season. And it's an awesome experience to be able to give back and know that that toy or whatever gift it was, that child asked for that specifically. And then you know that on Christmas, they're going to receive that. And that's really, it's really special.
Yeah. And I see here that you're collecting toys to gift between 50 to 100 kids, right? Mm-hmm. So the toys for angels, that is included too with that 50 to 100.
Yeah, that's all that number right there. So those are the angels that we're talking about.
Great.
So last year, yeah, it was I couldn't remember exactly the number. I probably could have looked it up, but it was somewhere between 50 and 100. And so already we're getting close to that number again. And you get to think, like, on our little island, 50 to 100 kids, that's a pretty big number of our kids on this island.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to receive toys because of the generosity of people around them.
Yeah.
And for all you know, the toy that you picked out for that kid, that could be someone you see walking down the street every day.
Yeah.
So definitely. You never know.
Definitely. And are you looking mostly for the 10 to 12 year old range?
Yeah, that's a good point to bring up. I think it's much easier for donors to pick out toddler toys or baby toys. And so we always get a lot more of those, which is not a bad thing. But we always try to put an emphasis on that 10 to 12 range. That's, I know it's sometimes a little harder to shop for because kids have specific interests and things like that. And so it can be a little harder, but that age range is really important because we still get a lot of those kids. And they're the toys and gifts for that age group are the ones that we run out of first every year.
Do you have any suggestions for that age?
Yeah, well, first I would say if you are in contact with, you know, friends, family, any kids within that range, ask them because they're way more knowledgeable than I am. All right. But I do know that kids right now, I feel so old all of a sudden. They love Minecraft and Fortnite and Pokemon cards and gaming. I saw headphones a lot. I saw slime kits on there because those are always fun. But I would say those are some ideas. But if you really want like the best ideas, you got to ask from the source. So if you're ever around or maybe your neighbor has a 10-year-old, ask them because they'll point you in the right direction every time. But anyways, those are some of the things. Any of the things that we see kids playing me, Roblox, that's another really big one right now. I know nothing about that. I am absolutely clueless, but for whatever it is, the kids absolutely love it.
Huh. Yeah, I know nothing about that as well.
See, that's why I said we got to ask them. They know way more than us.
Yes. And it's personally, I have a few nephews and a niece, and one of them is in that age range, and it is difficult.
It is. But then if you ever wanted to gift another child in that age range, that they would be the ones to ask.
Absolutely. And so families who find themselves in need, mm-hmm, this Christmas season, how should they sign up for this?
Yeah, it's the same sign-up process that we do for Thanksgiving. Either come in or give us a call. The only thing that we're going to ask for in relation to the Christmas toys is we try to have a birthday, a name, clothing sizes. So we ask all those questions. That way we have as many details as possible. But birth dates is the big one. And then any child over the age of 13, we're just not able to take in right now. And that can be difficult sometimes. That's something we want to do. But right now, what we're able to take on are children from newborn to 13.
Okay.
Because, I mean, if we think about it, the gifts after that begin to be a lot more expensive and much, much harder to find. So I would love to take on older kids. I have a passion for teenagers a lot. But what I would hate more is that if I took on a lot of teenagers and then I couldn't fulfill anything.
Yeah.
And so it right now that's kind of where we're at on that. I thought that would be important to note.
Absolutely. Definitely. And so, yeah, we're almost out of time here, but I do have a question. I think it was last Christmas time I was walking and there were three men singing a cappella next to the red kettle. Is that going to happen this year?
I think we can probably make it happen. That's for sure. I don't know. Maybe we need to get you out there one of these days. I think that would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Singing a cappella.
Yeah, why not? we would all come to see you.
Thank you. I'm giving a bow/curtsy. Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to add to?
No, I mean, I think I say it every time I'm here on Talking the Rock, but my wife and I, we love Ringgold so much. This is one of the greatest communities I've ever been a part of. And you're all amazing. Thank you for your support and that you continue to support. And you not only hear the needs of Wrangell, but you're an active part in giving back to those needs. And so we just thank you so much for what you do for everyone around you. And don't stop. It's an awesome characteristic to have.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And likewise as well. You guys are doing amazing, of course.
Thank you.
So that was Captain Chase Tomberlin Green with the Salvation Army. And next is World Cafe.